Hei, og velkommen til podcasten Pay It Forward. Navnet mitt Gunnar Ingebrigtsen, og jeg skal være din vert her på podcasten. Hensikten med denne podcasten å fange opp alle kreative sjeler som befinner seg I Norge I dag, eller så mange som mulig av dem. Enten dere skriver poesi, eller lager musikk, og som kanskje ikke har kommet helt igjennom det her kulturelle nåløyet, og fått gitt ut noe av det dere sitter med. I denne podcasten så vil jeg intervjue unge og gamle kreative sjeler som sitter med sånne kulturelle perler I form av enten musikk eller poesi, og la deg få lov til å fremføre dem. Da håper jeg at denne podcasten kan inspirere og være et kulturelt forum, og at dere får en god opplevelse av det som blir presentert her. Velkommen til et kulturelt frikvarter. Da har jeg den store glede av å ønske dere hjertelig velkommen tilbake igjen til podcasten Pay It Forward. Og I dag så har jeg tatt med en tur til Stange, som ikke ligger så veldig langt unna Lillehammer. Og der finnes det en ganske så fargerik og spennende kar fra Skottland. Men han har gjort nordmenn av seg for 16 år siden, det det?
Helt riktig, 16 år, ja.
Og I dag så, nu du har jo rukket å bikke litt over middagshøyden. Altså det vil si at you are 61 years old, right?
Ja. Jeg føler 62.
Piano, eller tangenter, det ditt hovedinstrument.
Det riktig, ja.
Men, med som skotte, og med respekt for deg selv, og enhver musikalsk skotte, så antar jeg det at du spiller sekkepiper.
Ja, jeg begynte med sekkepiper og piano. Jeg begynte med piano når jeg var 8,5 år gammel, og sekkepip, cirka 9,5, ja. Ja. Ikke sekkepip, du må øve med en chanter først.
Hva det?
Så du, det en practice.
Okay.
A practice piper chanter.
Okay.
Du må lære det først, før du kan gå. Begynner med sekkepipe.
Det litt som a la didgeridoo, at du sånn vekselpust, eller?
Ja.
Det det?
I think so. I've never tried a didgeridoo, so.
Well, I got one here, so you can try it later on.
Okay.
Ja. Deal. Og du, I dag så har jo du, jeg vet at du har... Du jo en erfaren musiker etter hvert. Du har jo spilt I mange, mange år. Mm. Den sangen som vi hørte nå innledningsvis, Farewell.
Yep.
Nå skal jeg prøve å uttale det så skottish som jeg bare kan. Bare kan. Mm. Det en av dine aller, aller eldste komposisjoner, det. Stemmer det?
Ja, jeg liker det veldig mye. Jeg skal snakke litt engelsk også.
So. Sure, no problem.
I love writing, not writing, composing melodies in my head or on my piano. Mm. I have a Korg Triton Pro X. Mm. So I can record melodies up to, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes long on it. And so... You know, I just put the headphones on, I go into my own little world, and out come melodies.
Yeah.
And that's how, again, this one came out. And it's called Farewell, which is sad, but it's it is really farewell to a lover or lover or okay. a friend or somebody. And yep. it brings in the emotions of sadness, anger, frustration, perhaps, and then peace afterwards, I suppose, which is a lot of what my melodies are, actually.
It's kind of very therapeutic for you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm. It's my world. Mm.
Ja, og det jo gjerne sånn, når man lager musikk, så det liksom den beste måten å få ut følelser på, det jo gjennom å spille, og har man da også anledning til å komponere,
ja.
Så det liksom, det bonus. Så det liksom en bonus på toppen.
Ja. And I often... If I'm sad or even happy,
yeah,
I will just love to just sit down at the piano and put the headphones on, plug them in, and off I go with piano or some strings or whatever. And,
yeah.
For me, it's a great escape. It always has been. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's another story. Which yeah. We might talk about.
Men du... du nevnte innledningsvis at du hadde holdt på med musikk siden du var 8,5.
Ja, ja.
Når ble du utøvende musiker? Altså, when did you start playing in pubs? Because you've done a lot of pub jobs.
Yeah, over the years I suppose I have. Avo till, really. I was extremely shy. And I could barely even play the piano to my family, you know.
Okay.
You know, if I heard someone passing the door, I would stop.
Okay.
You know? But I, you know, got a bit more confident, and I guess I didn't. I could play the bagpipes in front of people, and I could play the piano in some little shows at schools and stuff, but I didn't actually play songs until I was probably about 23. Shufira Kancha.
Yeah.
And that was with a trio up in the highlands of Scotland, a place called Kinlochranach.
I'm not even going to try that.
No.
One.
It's near Perth, basically.
Okay.
And then after that, I was doing one-man gigs, basically, up there and in central Scotland and then down South England.
Yeah, like a piano bar entertainer.
Yes, pubs and a few clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I never really got into playing with other band musicians, which was a great shame, but... that's starting more now, actually, at this.
Yeah, but I know that you have been playing with a few people that are kind of famous. Eliza Fury?
Well, Lisa Fury, she's an extremely good singer. Absolutely brilliant. Very, very fine voice.
And Paul Smith?
Paul Rattlesnake Smith, he lives in East London still, and he's still gigging around there.
Okay.
I'm happy to say.
Yeah. Have you any contact with those?
Not with Lisa, but Paul, I have some, we have a bit of contact on Facebook and Messenger and stuff. I hope to be visiting him in September, actually. And I've played a little bagpipes with Return. Well-known
the Norwegian
band Return, and they come from Stange.
Yeah.
I've even recorded on the bagpipes a Arbe Kaw song.
Okay.
That was fun to do.
Okay, so interesting.
I even played the bagpipes at the Arbe Kaw outside in a tent once a few years ago. So that went a bit
interesting.
Went down well, shall we say?
Yeah. I want to hear another song.
Yes.
And the second song that we're going to hear is called Working My Way Back to You.
Yeah.
And this one is slightly different. Let's hear it, and then you can say something about it later on.
Okay.
Doesn't do any good. I'll be walking.
Ja, det var litt mer fartig.
Yeah.
This was a lot more fart in it.
Oh, yes, a lot, yes.
Oh, that's this typical Norwegian lame jokes, right? Working my way back to you, it's probably about a girl.
Yeah, basically, yes, yes. My music ranges from, you know, background music to instrumental melodies. I like doing instrumental melodies the most because that's when I'm freest to imagine stuff. But I also do singing songs, of course. I've got a lot of singing songs and not many of them are recorded. That's such has been my life, not being able to do much recording, but there's a lot of them there.
It's about to change, isn't it?
It's definitely about to change. And also I do sort of Celtic-y bagpipe and a bit Irish Scottish music as well. So,
yeah, because you got a homepage.
Yes.
And on that homepage, you're kind of divided up three different categories.
That's correct, yeah. I have, it's called Billy Fraser Melodies. Billy Fraser Melody.com in English, of course. And I got some stuff on SoundCloud, Billy Fraser Melodies, I think it's called. Yep.
Vi skal putte linkene til de her, det skal vi ta og putte i brødteksten.
Yeah. But I'm working my way back to you. I was actually driving a lorry around London for quite a few years.
Uh-huh.
And bored to senseless, of course. And I was stuck in traffic on the M25. It goes right round London. And sometimes you can see 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8 kilometres. I was about to say miles, but kilometres in Norsk. Just traffic, and you knew I'm going to be here for 3 hours. And I was thinking, it just came straight out. I've been working my way back to you, back home to you. And that was the song. It was so easy. As some songs are, they just come snap and that's it. So
it was. Yeah, det motivasjon og inspirasjon. Til musikken, den kan jo komme på de mest rare plassene.
So the line, I'm working my way back home to you through the driving rain, is exactly what it was.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Vi skal gå til år 2005, for da kom Mr. Fraser til Norge.
Yes.
Hva var det som fikk deg til Norge?
Well, in Norsk Dame, og shall we say love or adventure and trying to get away, I suppose, from things as well.
Okay.
So, that's what happened. I've been here ever since, 16 and a half years now, actually. Thanks, no halor.
Men, du sa det at du hadde ikke spilt så veldig mye med andre. Og det vel en sannhet med visse modifikasjoner. Fordi i dag så har du du medlem I noe som heter Celtic Connection.
Yeah, there's a few of us that have got together doing sort of Irishy songs, a bit of Scottish folk songs, and we've started a few of my own songs.
Yeah.
And we're also doing oldie Norsk song also.
Okay.
And we've even been recorded a month ago. I can't remember his name, of course. Stian, somebody rather. But anyway, he's been recording us playing with a view to putting it out to all the hospitals and old folks' homes. Just free of charge, of course, a charitable thing. So that'll be nice for them.
Det er jo en veldig fin ting. De her Celtic Connection, hvor mange dere I det bandet? How many members are you?
Well, basically we're 4 and sometimes a few others join us.
Okay.
And we're shortly going to be doing more of that, either as Celtic Connections or Scottish Twist or another name, perhaps. Okay. So we're just... As usual, we're all trying to sort our lives out a bit, make it a bit more simple, and there's always things coming up that put us on a different track or something. So vi prøver.
Men det sikker pipa di, den vet jeg du bruker i den bruker du senest nu i forbindelse med 22. juli.
Så, ja, det riktig.
Så deltok du jo på mine høytid i Stange kommune.
Ja, jeg flere år siden jeg skrevet en melodi på sekkepip. Og i 2014 en local jeg brukte en local man som veldig flink, Bjørn Hagen. Han spiller med en band Fuel. Men he does his recording. He's very, very good at recording and orchestrating and using sounds and I would say it was pretty high quality recording, far better than I can do anyway. And his guitaring, of course, is absolutely second to none. Brilliant, Bjorn Hagen. And he did. I actually recorded this tune for my sister's funeral in 2014 in Scotland. Bjorn did the recording, and we actually did three versions. One for, it's called Now She's Gone, which was for my sister.
Yeah.
So I played it live with the bagpipes, and one was Now He's Gone, which has never been used yet, and one was Now They're Gone. And so it was just this year, they were having a memorial down at Stanga on the 22nd, Shu to Shu. And I just went along and I asked the mayor, the Urfører, Nils Visjakenspiel, Bart a 2 minute. I said, yeah, yeah. So I did that with this backing, this song in the background, and jeg var veldig fornøyd.
And you dressed up in your family kilt.
My Fraser kilt on.
Fraser kilt, yes.
Fraser tie.
Yes. Listen, skal vi høre på den?
Ja.
Now She's Gone. Yep. Og så kan du kanskje si litt mer om den.
I think it's very moving, and I was so pleased with what Bjorn did. And his guitaring is just, you know, brilliant. I love the way he guitars.
Let's listen to Now She's Gone.
Thank you.
Det var bra.
Ja, it's quite moving, I think.
Absolutely. Og det, det som jeg synes er så kult, er det at du bruker liksom sekkepipa på en litt annen måte enn kanskje man er vant til å høre sekkepipe. Altså den, den er mer... Du har liksom tatt den inn I the new era, the new century.
Yes.
Så det er veldig, veldig bra. Og den gitaren er jo bare til å dø for, som du sa. Den er, han er en fantastisk gitarrist. Jeg vet at dine inspirasjonskilder, de er jo... det er ganske sammensatt. Det er Sound of Music, og det er... T-Rex, Slade, Gilbert O'Sullivan, Michael Jackson, Genesis og så videre, så videre.
Elton John.
ja, så, så det er liksom du hører på veldig mye forskjellig musikk.
Ja, ja.
Kommer det til uttrykk I musikken din som du lager?
I think so, ja.
Både, både instrumentalmusikken og, og hvordan bruker du altså vi, du har jo på hjemmesiden din så har du jo en a section hvor det, som liksom sånn Scottish, eller som liksom sånn typisk din musikk.
Ja, yeah, that's right, ja. Yeah.
Det mer brukt I tradisjonell sånn skotsk musikk, eller?
Ja, ja.
Ja. Den här Now She's Gone, den är ju det är ju du, du sa nog om det att det var den var skrivet som en sån postludium närmast till din systers begravelse.
Ja, yeah, ja. Yeah. Well, I record I actually came up with the tune quite some years before that. And I it when it just came to my sister's funeral, I It was just done, recorded a week before the funeral, so it was... Again, Bjorn did it very quickly and just bish-bash-bosh and it was done. So I was very pleased with the outcome.
Ja. Vi, vender, jeg vil vende stadig vekk tilbake til, til BillyFrasierMelody.com.
Mm.
For der har du liksom skotsk-keltiske melodier, og det, det vel egentlig der vi finner den narsiskan I dag.
Ja, ja.
Hvis du har lyst til å gå inn og høre på den, og ganske mange andre.
Ja. Yep. I mean, my influence is very much 60s to 80s, bit of 90s, I suppose. With influence from, you know, folk music, Scottish-Irish, which is somewhat similar.
Yeah.
And ballads and all sorts of stuff. Really piano mostly. Mm. You know, Phil Collins... from Genesis and Supertramp, of course. I loved Supertramp.
Absolutely.
Piano.
Du är inte allén.
No.
Nej. Men hvordan jobber Mr. Fraser när han ska lage musik? Jag vet att du nämnde din Quark Triton. Och du sitter mycket hemma och lager musik, är det så?
Well, I... Jag prövar. Jag har inte haft så mycket tid, men... Sister to Oria Harriet Mayer, I have installed the Cubase Steinberg's Cubase Pro, which is up to Pro 11 now.
Okay.
And so I use that at home, but it's very technical for me. I'm better at just playing the piano and putting my earphones on. But I've tried. I mean, the first song Farewell, I wrote that was the first one I'd managed to record completely, which you heard.
Mm.
And I was fairly pleased with that, and that was all just me playing the keyboard. There's no guitaring or anything. So, and the next one I've also done at home. So I'm fairly pleased with it, but it, again, it needs a professional touch to bring it up to higher, far higher standards, which I can't do on my own. So.
Ja,
you might be able to help me there or somebody else. I'm looking for extra help.
Det er ikke umulig at vi skal klare å finne på noe sammen. Det hadde vært utrolig morsomt.
Yeah.
Jeg har alltid hatt lyst til å jobbe med bagpipe.
Mm.
Men jeg har, før jeg traff deg så kjenner jeg ingen. Så det kan hende det at det kan komme et eller annet ut av det. Men Øystein Håkonsen,
Ja.
Han er jo en mann som har hjulpet deg litt, etter jeg har skjønt.
Ja.
Og han er jo da, han kommer ifra bandet Return.
That's right.
Har du, der, og så nevner du også Bjørn Hagen da, ifra bandet Fuel.
Ja.
Disse menneskene, hvordan kom du I kontakt med dem?
Well, even the, when I first came to the Norge, I was just driving my bicycle into Stanga, trying to get a beer at the local pub.
And, okay.
And I heard music coming from, you know, this building, so I thought, yeah. So in I went and spoke to Øyvind, and he was there and said, oh, yeah, you can come in. But that was many years ago. That was 2005 or 6 or something, 7.
Okay. Yeah.
So again, Bjørn was helping him with guitaring, etc. So even with these songs, working my way back to you, you see, that's Bjørn on the guitar again, way
okay.
back then.
Yeah.
And so that's how I met him and did a bit, little bit of bagpipes with Return and... how I met Bjorn, of course, and so Bjorn's been a lot more been able to help me more the last some years.
Mm.
But as usual, you know, they're all very busy, and if it's a cumulative thing, you know, you get a lot of help. But if you're over 25 years old, you're non-existent. You don't get any help, even if you ask.
and
maybe that'll change now.
Kanskje det kan forandre seg, og så det jo gjerne også sånn at skal du hyre inn sessionmusikere, så koster det penger.
Oh, absolutely, ja.
Så, men ok, man betaler for kvalitet, det noe som heter. Hva tenker du om fremtiden? Hva dine store drømmer? Hva har du lyst til å gjøre når du blir stor?
Well, 40 years ago, I said to a few people, I'm going to be the first bagpiper in space. Well, that didn't happen because they had one of those just a couple of years ago. So, but I just want to record my music because there's hundreds of hours of songs and melodies that are stuck in my head. I've even got some old open reel-to-reel, which I recorded about 1980... 78, 79, 80 that I've never touched again, open reel to reel. And because getting an open reel to reel tape recorder these days.
Og for de som lurer på hva reel to reel betyr, så det rett og slett på god gammeldags norsk spolebånd.
Yeah.
I den tiden vi brukte I professionell studio, så var det jo kvartom, halvtom, heltom tape.
Yep. So for the all I really want to do is I want to record more. Of and get all this stuff recorded.
Mm.
That's my aim, and I want to play live more.
Yeah.
And I'd like to be able to introduce my own songs or melodies somehow as well. So I've been doing that a tiny little bit the last year, 2 years.
Okay.
But that's I'm så, pretty confident that's going to change in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
So.
Og så vet jeg det at du ute på jakt etter. Spillevenner.
Yes, that's right.
So
ideally, I'm looking for one or two good guitarists.
Okay.
We may have a drummer if he's available, and we have Tova on the bass, sax, and mandolin. She's very talented.
Wow.
She's from Starhellinger, Tova.
Yeah. Okay.
And Agnes up in near Brummendal.
Yeah.
She plays guitar and sings very well as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Og da tenker du at du kanskje har lyst til å gjøre dine egne ting?
Yeah, mostly, or somewhat. It just depends on what fits in and what doesn't fit in.
Vi begynner å nærme oss slutten, Mr. Bill. Mm,
thank you.
Og før vi runder av, så skal vi snakke litt om den siste låta vi skal gjøre.
Ja.
Turn Back Time. Og det, du kan jo få lov til å si, fortelle selv om den sangen.
Ja, this is, it was actually originally called Sail a Ship Ashore, but I I sort of changed the... It was actually basically written by me and Paul Rattlesnake Smith. You know, we're talking 22 years ago.
Okay.
And it's basically forgotten about. We did two or three, four songs together. Written.
Okay. Yeah.
Composed, should I say, not written. And it sort of turned... I recorded this at home just last year, and partly this year, and it turned out... I was changed the harmony, the chorus to "Turn Back Time." So I think that's better title for it. And which is really all about looking back and thinking about your mistakes and all the messes one gets into in life. And
Could
I have done better? Yeah, one can always have done better, but you know, it's like the song. I like the song very much, and it's very much me with. The way my emotions go, and it's also partly singing song with instrumental at the end as well, because that's the sort of calming down bit.
Yeah,
and again, that's about the best quality I can do at home.
Okay.
So you know, it needs to be recorded professionally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm coming to that.
I've been listening to this this song, and there's something. That I noticed that I wanted to ask you about, just about the end of the fade out. There's some sounds. Mm. Is that just coincidence or why did it put a whale song in the end?
It was partly it's. It was supposed to be a sort of sea shanty song, for starters. And there were also, I don't know if they're still in there, there was some seagulls and possibly a ooh of a whale. And that was me messing about with sounds out of Cubase, which I'd downloaded. Mm. It's just try and make it sound a bit different and make it...
You know,
a bit more fun, perhaps?
Yeah, I was kind of mesmerized. You know, I'm... My music is very much about nature sounds and animals and especially whale song. So I was just about to put the stop button because of the song was fading out. And I didn't. And then all the way in the end, I heard something. And I had to rewind it and go back and listen again. Yeah, and that was so funny. Yeah. It was very, and it's very nice.
It works. Good. Thank you.
So, then I switch back to Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
Da vil jeg at hvis du sitter der ute med en musiker I magen, hvis du driver og skriver egen musikk og du ikke har liksom kommet igjennom det her kulturelle nåløyet til plateselskaper men har noe liggende som du har lyst til å få spilt så ta gjerne kontakt med meg og send meg en mail mailadressen finner du I brødteksten og det gjelder også det som hvis du skriver altså du skriver poesi, dikt eller hva det enn måtte være så jeg veldig nysgjerrig så jeg veldig interessert I å komme og høre fra deg så med det så skal jeg slutte å bable her og så skal jeg ønske dere alle sammen en kjempefin lørdag og med det så avslutter vi nei, ikke helt fordi Mr. Fraser want to say something more
jeg skal bare si tusen hjertelig takk and thank you very much merci beaucoup and next time, you really need to get some Scotch whiskey into your studio.
Well, I was actually, I was thinking about asking you if you want it, but you, since you are going to work, I don't.
Yeah,
that's okay. Okie dokie, da avslutter vi det her med å høre på låta Turn Back Time. Takk for at du kom I studio. Ha en fin lørdag alle sammen.
sail my ship alone on the high sea. I will sail my ship back home. I will sail my ship along to the horizon. I will sail it to my shore. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. Sail my ship alone to the skyline. Sail my ship across the time zone. I will sail my ship right on through the headwinds. Sail it through the eyes of the storm. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. Every night and every day that she does not come home, look to the stars to show her the way. When the storm blows, I will head into the wind. Ride the crashing waves to the dawn. Every night and every day that she does not come home, I look to the stars to show her the way. Are those stars that I see on the horizon, or are they the lights of my hometown? If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, yes I would. If I could turn back time, I would. If I could turn back.